This is Akashvani. The news read by Naresh Mago. Union Home Minister Amit Shah is chairing a high-level meeting in New Delhi to review the security situation in Jammu and Kashmir. During the meeting, Mr. Shah will take stock of the security situation in the wake of the recent terror attacks in Jammu and Kashmir. National Security Advisor Ajit Doval, Lieutenant Governor of Jammu and Kashmir Manoj Sinha, and Union Home Secretary Ajay Bhalla are attending the meeting. Director of Intelligence Bureau, senior Army officers, including Chief of Army Staff General Manoj Pandey and Chief of Army Staff Designate General Upendra Dwivedi, Director General of CAPF's Chief Secretary and DGP of J&K, and other senior officers are also present in the meeting. In Jammu and Kashmir, Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha directed the civil and police administration to work in close coordination with the security agencies to neutralize the terror ecosystem. He directed that those aiding and abetting terrorists and their ecosystem should not be spared. The Lieutenant Governor said this while chairing a high-level meeting on the security situation in Srinagar yesterday. During the meeting, the Lieutenant Governor sought the action taken report from the DCs and SSPs to curb the menace of drug abuse in their respective districts. The meeting also discussed the preparations made by the districts and police administration ahead of the Sri Amarnath Yatra, Yog Divas and Eid ul Adha celebrations. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed delight over the Smriti Van Earthquake Memorial Museum in Bhuj, Gujarat, making it to world selection for the UNESCO Pre-Vaisai Museums 2024. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said, "The Smriti Van in Kutch is a tribute to the lives lost in the tragic earthquake of 2001. He said that it is a reminder of human resilience and courage as well. The world's most beautiful achievements recognition granted by the Prix Vaisai highlights the primary role of the laureates in beautifying and improving the living environment." Vice President and Chairman of Rajya Sabha Jagdeep Dhankar will inaugurate the newly constructed Prerana Sthal in the Parliament House complex today. Speaker of Lok Sabha Om Birla, Deputy Chairman of Rajya Sabha Harivansh Narayan Singh and Minister of Parliamentary Affairs Kiran Rijiju will also attend the inauguration. All the members of Rajya Sabha and Lok Sabha have also been invited to the program. Union Minister for Rural Development and Agriculture and Farmers' Welfare Shivraj Singh Chauhan has said that Prime Minister Narendra Modi will transfer around 20,000 crore rupees in 9 crore 3 lakh farmers' accounts on Tuesday from Varanasi under the PM Kisan Samman Nidhi scheme. Briefing the media in New Delhi, Mr. Chauhan said that 3 lakh crore rupees have been transferred in 11 crore farmers' accounts so far in the last 10 years. Mr. Chauhan said that he has written letters to all chief ministers to join the Prime Minister's event on Tuesday. He said that he has also reviewed the work plan for his ministry under the 100-day plan of the new government. In Sikkim, efforts are underway to evacuate approximately 1,200 tourists stranded in Lachung, Mangan district due to road blockages caused by heavy rainfall and landslides. Minister Shering Tendup Bhutia is overseeing the evacuation, utilizing airlifts and roadways, depending on weather conditions. District Magistrate Hemkumar Chetri is leading local rescue and restoration efforts with support from various departments and the community. The government will organize a conference titled India's Progressive Path in the Administration of Criminal Justice System in Kolkata today. Law and Justice Ministry said the conference aims at bringing out the salient features of the three new criminal laws, the Bharatiya Nyaya Samhita 2023, the Bharatiya Nagarik Suraksha Samhita and the Bharatiya Sakshya Adhiniyam 2023 through interactions and question and answer sessions. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani on the 30th of this month. It will be the 111th episode of the monthly radio program and the first to be aired after Mr. Modi's re-election as Prime Minister for the third consecutive term. India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued an orange alert and a red warning over northwest, central and east India today due to the ongoing heatwave conditions. The IMD said that heatwave to severe heatwave conditions will prevail over parts of Uttar Pradesh, Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh, Delhi, Bihar and Jharkhand for the next 2 days. And that is the end of this news bulletin.